This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Boom, boom. clot and a bush and pain.
A very, very hot start to the show.
A boom, boom, clap. What?
Cool, Sean Peng. A very, very hot start to the show with Flames by Protégé featuring Chronix. Those two are serial collaborators. Yo, now.
The intro to that song was very, very, very epic.
Absolutely. The whole song was epic. It sounded like something from a Western.
Trust me.
I can really imagine that in a Western film.
So that much song. So that you had tears on your glasses.
I did, yeah. When I first came in, I was crying for a number of reasons. I just managed to get in on time. I was explaining to Mars when that song was playing that I got on a bus bang on time to get in, and the very next stop, like 100 school kids just started like flocking onto the bus. So as soon as I saw them, like when we pulled up to the bus stop, I realized like I have to get off this bus.
Yeah,
exactly. I have to get off this bus. So I jump up from my seat, but the first kids have already come on.
Yeah.
And it was like watching those films, like those Benny Hill sketches where just like loads of people
they just keep coming and coming and coming.
Kept coming, filling up the top deck. Jumped off, waited for a cab, got in bang on time.
Did.
But I was helped along by an ambulance when we were at King's Cross.
What, he did the follow on?
Yeah.
The ambulance went through and he was like, eh.
The ambulance forced him to run a red light.
I was saying.
That we were stuck at for a little bit. So he just ran over it and I was like, thank God.
Decent.
That paramedic saved two people in one fell swoop. Honestly. How has your time since the last show been, Mars?
Since the last show? It's been all right, you know. I was in a studio on Monday and yesterday and the day before, like working on some nice tracks.
Yeah,
the music sounding good.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do? What else did I do over the weekend?
10-year challenge.
Oh yes, I did a 10-year challenge. There's actually a picture of me. I've got curtains out of braids, mm-hmm. So I've got braid curtains with a red Averitt jacket on and some like D&G jeans that look like. You know, like Rag Ol' Mosh back in the day when they had like it was
Off Key Moschino.
Exactly. Like so, I had on a pair of D&G black D&G jeans, and the Averitt was red. So like the combination was a bit crazy, but I did get a lot of people saying to me, "You kind of look like young, like Lil Yachty." So all the mumble rappers, I think they basically saw this picture back in the day and was like, "Yo, that brother's got style."
We're gonna have to wait a bit and then bring it back.
So like I was ahead of my time in the fashion sense. So
big,
yeah. But I took part in that, and
you haven't aged. According to my bit of paper, it says that you have not aged. So well done.
Do you know what? Like I think physically I haven't aged. Apart from I've like this beard. Right, obviously like Michael's beard is obviously a lot bigger than my own, but it's taken me a long time to get like a full kind of set of stubble.
Right.
Like obviously the chin and the moustache, they kind of grow.
You're not massively hairy though, are you?
No, not really, not really. But I kind of really wanted a beard like Michael's, but I just wasn't blessed with it.
Give it time.
10-year
challenge.
I grew up wanting another one, yeah. 2029,
you know what I mean? Let's see what my beard's saying.
Yeah. I grew up wanting the beard that I have today, actually. It's actually the one thing that I set my mind on and achieved perfectly.
There you go.
And how long did it take you to grow that beard? It's a very full beard, but always in good condition, you can tell
it
that.
It is.
There's never food in it.
He uses oils in it, I feel.
For sure. I'll keep it moisturised, you know? A few years it took, but I can't remember life without one. That's why I was doing the 10-year challenge, looking back and seeing like stubble and a lack of facial hair in comparison today. It's always really surprising. Makes me look like I've got a really round head.
So there is possibilities that I could have a beard. So I'm going to keep the faith and
we'll reconvene
2029. Sure. Well, what you've been doing, Michael Payne, is you've been reminiscing about having hot Vimto, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Oh my days, banging.
So I do voiceovers for a couple of TV channels, but I was at one the other day and I realised they had Vimto and they've got one of those taps that you don't need a kettle for, the hot water taps. I just thought those two things. It's like they've just tapped into my childhood, and I had a warm mug of Vimto and it was literally the best thing I did last week.
All right, question: hot Vimto or hot Ribena?
I'm gonna have to go with Vimto.
Still,
yeah. Reason being, Ribena can from my experience, and also it can make you a bit. Vimto probably does this, but I haven't had the same experience. It makes you a bit phlegmy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it gives you a bit of... Yeah, it feels a bit mucusy, if that's even an adjective.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I don't really like it. Vimto doesn't really do that.
I do love Vimto.
I love it. It's something... I don't know what flavour... I can't pinpoint the exact flavour that it is, but there's something in Vimto that's obviously not in Ribena, and it's just...
I don't even know.
It might just be crack.
Is it blackberry?
It might just be crack. Someone's sprinkling crack.
I think Vimto has different berries in it.
Oh.
Like a combination, whereas Ribena just has like either the blackcurrant or the strawberry or whatever it is.
Did you what were your thoughts towards strawberry Ribena?
Strawberry Ribena. I like strawberry Ribena better than blackcurrant Ribena.
Okay.
Literally, like you know the bottles. I used to every day at work buy a bottle of strawberry Ribena. It was my thing.
Yeah, man. Ribena's peng, don't get me wrong. Mm. It's problematic, you know, the phlegm.
No one likes the phlegm. Who else doesn't like the phlegm? It's probably a couple of guests that we've got in this afternoon.
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure Archer doesn't like phlegm, and I'm sure it's probably not as big a problem for our second guest because he rarely speaks. He kind of expresses himself with his hands. DJ Yoda is going to be joining us after Archer. He's coming in at about 5:30. Archer should be with us in a few minutes.
Yes,
he's scheduled
he's
to come
now.
In for like 4:15. But you know, things never really run that smoothly. So it could be about 4:17.
It could
be.
Know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Could well be. But we'll ask both of them what their thoughts are towards in the great Vimto v Ribena debate.
Yeah.
Beef.
The beef, yeah. It's gonna escalate to that. I think 2019 is the year when
there's gonna be like giant black currants like running up to like giant like other berries and having a massive.
There's gonna be a massacre.
I can't remember the Vimto logo. What is it?
I think it's just Vimto with like fruits behind it.
Oh, I see.
If memory serves.
Ribena takes the best logo then, surely with the
berry itself.
Yeah.
Is that a logo? Is that its logo though?
Is it like a berry child?
I think so.
The thing is, they've humanised the berry, so they're like, I don't even know if I want to eat that anymore or drink that. Crush that fucker up? Like,
it's like the California raisins, though.
Mm.
Yeah, once you humanise them, I just think it's cruelty if you then.
So it's like cruelty if you drink Ribena now.
Yeah,
you're really making a stand.
It's true.
They've anthropomorphised the berry, so I think now the berry needs rights.
Okay.
Is Ribena vegan? I don't think it is now.
The berry's got eyes, it isn't.
Not
it?
If it's sentient, you know. That berry feels pain. Mm. You know, it's got feelings. It's in a fucking TV advert. Obviously has a bank account.
It's true. It's you know what I mean?
Unless they were just exploiting this berry.
I think they definitely are.
Berry exploitation.
No, berry exploitation. It's like, you know, we need to speak out about these things. We need to start
a campaign, guys.
Honestly, this is why
Save
we do what
berry.
We do, you know? Yeah. This is why we broadcast. We can speak out against these injustices, against ribes berries.
let's plot our campaign whilst we play a song and then we'll get our first guest of the day.
Yeah, man.
Exactly what you've done to me. Just I wanna be alone with you. Just I wanna be alone with you. So shut, we both took a sip. Both know what this is. Just looking for affection. Add a piece to my collection. And maybe who knows? Let's see where this goes.
Beauty in Essex featuring Daniel Caesar and Unknown Mortal by the Free Nationals, which of course is Anderson .Paak's band.
Mm.
That was nice. That sounded like some very vibe. Professional kind of post music roundup there. And that there was Beauty in Essex.
There you go.
Sorry. We've got our first guest of the show.
Yeah.
I've known this fella for ages.
It's been a minute, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been ages since.
I actually physically see you. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So Happy New Year, first
Happy
of all.
New Year, King. Good to see you.
And for all the other years.
And the years that we miss.
But I've been
following you, so yeah. I know he's active and busy.
Got
so bless
him. Those HNYs.
Trust me. There you go.
It is, of course, Archer.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
No, not
it's
at all.
Always good to be at FUBAR, man.
Yeah, you've been on FUBAR.
I've been
before,
on FUBAR, but I've never been on your guys' show, so this is my first time.
The rap
yeah.
show, right?
Yeah, I was on the rap show. Of course.
Most fitting. Most
beautiful
fitting.
Building, man. I love this building.
Yeah, you know. I just think it's really hot in this building.
Really?
Yeah.
You are.
Well, hot. But you're wearing.
King. I just came from a rainstorm.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling nice right now. It feels a bit like Jamaica. So I'm good now.
Good.
But outside is a bit crazy.
Yeah,
there you
yeah.
go. But thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Speaking of Jamaica, is that your heritage?
That is my heritage. Born and raised. Nah, I wish. Nah, my grandparents originated from Jamaica, and then my dad as well. So yeah. I rep Jamaica and the UK.
And you have a good relationship with your grandparents?
Yeah, well, I had. Rest in peace.
Sorry.
No, it's calm. Grandma James, Grandma Edwards, rest in peace. They were everything, man. Foundation, moral guidance, always there. The house was always full, like typical Jamaican kind of scenario.
Take your side against your parents.
There you go. Like they were wicked, man.
Yeah.
So they left a great legacy, and I'm just trying to keep it moving.
Yeah, and that inspired Grandma's house.
100%, man. I wanted to write something like this for a while. I didn't know how, didn't know when, and I made the music, and I remember just vibing on it for like 4 hours.
Yeah,
just you know how it goes. You have a piece of music, and you're like, what am I going to do? Four hours, and on the like fifth hour, the lyrics were just coming.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I didn't write anything down because it was there, and I just rehearsed it in my head. And then when I went to the studio, it was pretty much done.
Do you find it easier to write sentimental songs because they are so?
It's weird, man. It's always for me. It's a challenge because it's like I don't know what that's gonna release.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm ready to talk about
those situations,
especially when someone's passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really easy, and I know it sounds a bit cliche, but I definitely felt like they were there when I was going through. Like, all the bars in the song is so accurate, down to the plastic on the sofas and the brown leather loafers. Like, all of that detail is them.
Absolutely. And of course, so many people can relate, because I am, obviously, I'm from, my ethnic background is Nigerian. My parents are from Nigeria, and I never really met my grandparents that many times. I did, but obviously, I only met two, in fact, but my maternal and paternal grandmothers, both of my grandfathers were already dead when I was born, and one of my maternal grandmothers Ma has passed since, but you know, I've still got my paternal one. Never, you know, haven't really had the chance to kind of hang out with her.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, I say to anyone, if your grandparents are still here, man, make sure you see them as much as you possibly can. Like the gems, when you just sit down and listen, and then when they're not there, you have to just keep remembering. Yeah. So if your grandparents are still here, you're definitely blessed. And if they're not here, this is what the song's about, man. Yeah. It's about all of us. It's not just about my grandparents, it's about all the grandparents that have passed, even loved ones that passed, man. I've had people text me, email me saying it touched me because so-and-so passed. So yeah, I'm really, really proud of this one, man.
You know what I was going to say as well, sorry, I completely digressed from my point, but was that even though I hadn't met my grandparents that many times, I could still relate to just those, that couplet that you said, you know?
That's it,
you know, everyone can remember stuff about even if it's not their own, because I've been fortunate enough to meet my close friends' grandparents, and they kind of took me in as one. That's the thing about grandparents.
Oh man,
everyone's their grandkid.
Come on, man.
Do you know what I mean? As soon as you set foot in their house, like, have you eaten?
I've got so many cousins that ate my cousins.
That's real, man. And that extended grace is powerful, man.
Absolutely.
I remember once in a postman had come to the house to deliver a package, and my grand said to him, "Have you eaten?"
Amazing.
he was stunned. But he came in.
Yeah, of course.
Because he smelled the food. He knew what time it was. Jeez. And just seeing things like that. And then what happens is that postman remembers your grand.
Yeah.
So that postman came to the funeral.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's powerful, bro. Yeah. So all of that kind of stuff is what.
They teach you about community.
Everything, man.
Honestly. we should get into the song, you know?
Yeah. It's an honor.
Speaking about it for long enough.
Yes.
Let's get into it. Would you do us the honour of introducing?
I will, man. Thank you for having me. This is Archer, representing Club Freshers. This is my single. It's called Grandma's House. It's from the album Urban Tales Volume 1. House. You know about Grandma's house. Don't play in Grandma's house. Plastic on the sofas, brown leather loafers, Grandma's house. You know about Grandma's house. It's where we grew up, it's Grandma's house. Grandma's house. Parties every weekend, everybody speaking, Grandma's house. I miss Grandma's house. Covert Road, Grandma's house. St. Anne's, Tottenham, North London, in Grandma's house. The realest moments of my life around Grandma's house. Yeah, Grandma's house. Sunday cooking, Grandma's house. No Sunday lay-ins, it's church, we're praying, it's Grandma's house. We all in Grandma's house. Mummy, daddy, sister, auntie, Grandma's house. The only one missing from the house is Grandma now. Thank you for Grandma's house. Grandma's house. I remember Grandma James and Grandma Edwards, rest in peace. They were always happy, always positive, always giving me good advice. Like, those are strong women. Real women who looked after the whole family. They were like magnets. They brought everyone together. We all in Grandma's house. Mummy, daddy, sister, auntie, Grandma's house. The only one missing from the house is Grandma now. now. Thank you for Grandma's house.
The very emotive man. Grandma's House by Archer. Man.
Yes.
Who joins us in the studio right now. And that was self-produced as well.
Yeah, I produced that one. I'm also a producer. And I guess this year what I'm really trying to do is do more production for other artists.
Yeah.
Get to the point where you're just stacking up music and it's not all for me. Yeah. So I want to kind of diversify myself this
absolutely.
Year. So yeah,
absolutely. And you've been in the game for ages.
Oh man, we were just talking off air. We've known each other for ages.
We're trying
man.
To figure out we're where trying to we first met.
That moment. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been on the circuit for a minute. Started with a crew called The One Crew with Sway, mm-hmm. Pirelli, Mr. Tibbs, a guy called Al Shucks, who's a very, very big producer in LA right now, doing mm-hmm. loads of great stuff. And then, yeah, just do you know how you do the circuit,
of
you
course.
Meet people, a couple open mics, and then just built really good relationships, man. And people like Ty, someone who I consider a mentor,
mm-hmm.
And he's also got a night tomorrow at Jazz Cafe.
Okay, cool.
Called
yes,
Pass the Torch.
That,
please
that.
Come down, get your tickets. It's definitely getting rammed out. Pass the Torch by the legendary Ty, featuring a whole holster of great talent. I'm going to be performing as well.
Brilliant.
So yeah, man, it's
going to
be quick. And then my DJ Original Memzy will be on the deck. So that's tomorrow at Jazz Cafe. Come through, man. It'll be a nice night.
Absolutely. Well, we got a game.
Mm.
That I think is the perfect way to kind of. Wrap up this little catch up.
Uh-huh.
So we just played your track Grandma's House.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, but house is also a genre of music.
I'm kind of aware.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Vaguely, vaguely.
The way that she done that was amazing.
The segue was
beautiful.
Thank you. So what I'm going to play you is some clips of songs that have been given a house cover. So
okay.
It's an original song, but house covered and non-house songs. So I would like you to write down and tell me who the original performer
okay.
and the song is. There's points for both. Okay. So this is for house number one.
Oh, I know it.
I know you know it.
Wait.
I think I know you know it.
Was you not getting any vocals now?
They don't get vocals. No, that would
I know,
give it, you
I
might
know.
You might on some of them actually.
Right, can we play that one more time?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know that's definitely a big,
that's
famous.
I'm thrown. I thought it was something, but it's probably not.
Damn. I can give you clues.
I know exactly.
Can we have a clue?
In the music video, the singer is walking down a street.
I know.
In Hoxton, actually, around the corner from where I grew up.
It is Hoxton. I thought I have it here. I thought I would give it away. But it is Hoxton.
I'll definitely get 1 point. I'll get at least.
Okay. Here is house number two.
Oh my gosh.
Short.
No.
Clues?
I need a clue.
Rolling Stone magazine named it the greatest song of the noughties.
Oh dear.
Oh, Britney Spears.
No, not Britney. It was played, I think, so much on radio that they pulled it themselves. I think this is the right one for that. I'm not sure.
Is it solo female?
No, it's not. Oh. It's two guys.
Oh, two guys.
American guys.
Oh,
no.
Are you? Oh, yeah. That
oh, yeah. Can you play it again? Play it again.
Please. No, I get
it. This particular song was at number one for a very, very, very long time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're not sane.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fuck, I can't remember the name.
I can't remember the name of the people. But wait, I've got an idea of what I can do.
Yes, got it.
Okay, moving on to number three.
Oh, God. Businessman,
drink my wine. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Damn, my pop culture references are horrible.
That's a very well-known song, lyric from the song, I would say. Do you need it again?
Yes, please. Businessman, drink my
wine. I will accept who made it famous, but also who did it. I would get another point if you tell me who did it originally.
Because
it's not the person
that
people think it is.
I think.
In 2012, this song was sampled in a track by Devlin and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it was indeed.
Mm.
Also, I don't know if anyone's seen With Now and I, but that in that film used a lot in that film.
I've seen.
I think I've got the artist. I have.
What's it called?
I'm not going to tell you. What? Let's try that one.
Try
for
the knee-jerk reaction.
Wow, he thought he'd catch
you. Catch you slipping.
Okay, master. No, not that one. So let's move on to number four.
Man.
Again?
Damn these house producers. Clues.
No monkeying around for these people. Not monkeys.
Okay.
That's a clue.
And can you play the clip again?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know that one. No. What was the
you
clue?
You will know it. There's no monkeying around for these artists.
Oh man.
All right, that's enough.
Not a monkey.
That's enough.
Something else.
That's enough.
Oh, right, yeah.
You've got that, haven't you, Marcel, I think. Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if I know the title of the song.
Need a bring in.
Oh, here is number five. God is coming for you. Yeah,
he's coming for you. Oh, I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can anyone else need a clue?
I think this was in the time I was listening to Spice Girls, so I don't think I remember.
No, this is post-Spice Girls.
Post. Actually, the song came out in 2010. It's quite an upbeat song,
it's about a very dark subject.
Very dark subject it's about.
Could you play one more time, please?
Could we get a clue?
That was the clue. God is coming for you.
Yeah, he's coming for you. I want to give a clue, but I'm actually competing. So
yeah, exactly. You're in the game.
Down.
Okay, and then this final one isn't actually, it's a nursery rhyme, okay? That's what I'm going to say. So I'm looking for the nursery rhyme. I've got an artist, but I doubt you would know who it is, or if you can have a stab at when it was actually first written. Okay, you won't, I don't think you'll get it. But you might get the nursery rhyme. I wonder
what you are.
Oh, right. Yeah?
Everyone got something for that?
Yeah. Do we get something? Did you say we don't need to write the writer?
You can have a go.
And the artist who's singing it. Can you play it one more time,
please?
Yeah,
this is... I want to know what the nursery rhyme is. I wonder what you are. And the year that it was written.
Who the fuck knows that?
Well, I've got it here, but...
The year of the nursery
rhyme. I know when that was written.
Oh, mate.
Do you?
Come on.
I'll be shocked.
Oh, wait.
Okay, sure.
I think...
Oh yeah, I was in that writing session. Yeah. I didn't get a cut on the record.
You didn't get the points.
Okay. Damn. Well, let's start with number one. What did you get?
I got The Verve.
Mm-hmm.
Bittersweet Symphony.
Marcel, what did you get?
The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Michael Payne, what did you get?
I got The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Yes. Very true. Give a point to anyone that tells me, the first person to tell me who they sampled and then had to pay all the royalties
Rolling
from
Stones.
Yes, that's true. They did, yeah.
Was it the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
It was indeed.
Wow.
Reversed the sample.
Yeah, and they pretty much didn't make any money from it because they had to give all the money to
horrible.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, really?
Horrible.
Yeah. Times. I was thinking of a different sample for a minute. Yeah.
Okay. So, number two, Marcel, what did you get?
CeeLo with Crazy.
Okay, what did you get?
Oh. Yeah, I've definitely lost. I had Chemical Brothers.
Okay, and what did you get, Michael Payne?
Crazy by Niles Barkley.
2 points though, 1 point for you, because it's Niles Barkley I'm looking for,
myself. But it's still CeeLo.
It is CeeLo, but so collectively it was both of them, so it's Danger Mouse.
Yes, we can't just erase the existence
exactly.
Wow.
of Danger Mouse there. Exactly.
F. Niles Barkley, man.
F. Niles Barkley. Okay, Michael Payne, what did you get for number three?
I got All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix, but originally by Dylan. Bob Dylan.
What did
Jimi
you,
Hendrix.
What did you get on the other side
I'm
over here?
I'm so bad at this. I think I had Right Said Fred as an act.
Yep, yeah, good.
No song title.
Okay, Marcel?
I had nothing.
Okay, well, you actually get 3 points because it was All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
But it's a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
So Hendrix covered it.
Well done.
You have smashed this to pieces.
6, 7, 8, you're
I'm
on eight.
I'm going for full no, fucking marks.
You are not taking games. Okay.
Could you play four again, please?
No.
It's done.
I would agree that you could play
it is
four.
Done.
Again.
Okay.
It's done.
What did you get?
This one will balance it out.
What did you get for that one?
I got Gorillaz, but I didn't get a title.
Okay. What did you get?
Gorillaz, I Need You.
Mm-hmm. What did you get?
I got Sweet FA, so
I don't know. It's not them, I'm afraid.
No, it's definitely not them.
It is. Feel Good, Inc. by Gorillaz.
Why did I think it was called I Need You?
My day is not going to plan. Okay.
So I get 1 point.
You do get 1 point, as does Michael.
The original
Payne.
Song was actually
right,
written
Fred.
By... No.
Yeah.
sadly not. Number five. What did you get for number five, please, Archer? Who did you get?
Yeah, well, I kind of forgot about five. I don't know what happened.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've written down no name for the artist, but I written down Coming For You.
Lovely. Okay, what did you get, Michael Payne?
He just wrote down what he heard.
Yeah.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. The thing is, this is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, it's literally one of my favourite songs.
And then finally...
I'm going to download
I feel like you've done this
tonight.
On purpose, didn't you?
I didn't know. It was a big
you
hit.
Didn't, you
it
didn't know. He said
this
in front
people.
Of both of us. I feel very confident.
But Michael likes a lot of artists, so
he does,
so therefore I'd have to be hard not to do that. So, okay, so what?
I feel confident about the date and the title.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
What
I need this to feel get better about my life.
Okay.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Sure.
1963.
Okay.
And I'll give you the month.
What?
How do you think you know?
June.
I need a fact check.
Did he have his phone out?
I had nothing.
You had your phone on the table then, bro.
I haven't touched it.
Hey, bro.
I literally haven't touched it. I'm saying 1963 June. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you know this or have you just made this up?
It feels right.
Okay. What are you saying, Marcel?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, 1913.
Damn.
And what are you saying, Michael Payne? Don't imagine
you don't get a point if you guess closest to the date.
Oh, I want a point. I need something.
No, oh, you, okay. Do you have to get the date
sorry,
on
what
the
did
nose?
You
I said 1963 June.
And what did you say?
1913. But can we please have a look at Michael's page
yeah,
just to make sure that he's written down a date?
I haven't written down a date.
Oh, you're just going to pluck one out of the air, are you?
Okay.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
All I've got is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh, I gave you. Sorry, I gave you that. And so you've got that right.
Yeah, but he has no date.
Do you want to have a stab at a date?
No, what are you Googling?
What?
Put the phone down.
On my mum's life, I was literally just answering a WhatsApp.
Oh, sure, son. Sure.
Oh, he's phoning a friend. Is that
what
Hey, mum. Where would Twinkle Twinkle Little Star
I'm talking to the actual writer of Twinkle Twinkle
Fair
Little
enough.
Star.
Fair enough.
I'm going to hazard a guess at 50.
Okay, well, let's see if you're.
Come on.
You are right.
I wonder.
If we're giving a point away to the closest, then Marcel gets a point.
No.
Fair
but
play.
He's way off still because it was 1806.
Wow.
But you still get a point for that.
Yes!
What month was it in?
I don't know. The
okay,
month.
You don't know the month.
You
okay,
did, if it was
we'll
August, you were saying. Okay. 10, 11.
I got the month right though.
Point five.
Well, in third place,
it's Marcel. Yes.
No, it's not. It's Archer with 3.
Thank you.
In second place, it's Marcel with 7. Mm-mm. But in first place, it is Michael Payne with 11 points.
Wow.
Oh. Oi. From a possible 12.
I salute that.
That's great.
Well done.
You've done really well then. You've done really well.
Got an extra point for Bob Dylan. So
phenomenal, phenomenal.
And I'm planning to win the second game as well. I just want to let you know that.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad.
Man.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
I've had a blast, even though I lost the game. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No,
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Can I do a quick couple shouts?
That's what I was about to say.
Thank you. So I have to shout out my record label, which is Club Freshers, and Believe UK, which is the distribution company. I got a shout out my management, Selena. I got a shout out my DJ at Jazz Cafe tomorrow, Original Memsy. Shout out to Ty and all the great acts that are going to be performing tomorrow. Make sure you get down to Jazz Cafe tomorrow night. It's going to be phenomenal. Pass the torch. Thank you so much. And get the album out now, Urban Tales Volume 1. Grandma's House is on that, obviously.
And that's a big tune.
Thank you so
much. I can say so myself.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's Fubar Radio. We're going to get into a song now. And when we come back, we'll have a chat. See what's been going on in the world.
expertise to the round, found an infusionary. Foot map, linguistic scanter. Helpless in the entity. See the cage bird at the bosom of the angry shortfall. One finds a fistful. All engaging. All engaging. Perfection's in that non-perfection and I see queen, I see king, I see king, I see queen. Well, none of you know my kingdomanium. Last chance to retract it. Last chance to retract it. Why would you hide from yourself? Believe it's here to find. Undo those things, improve thyself, improve with things. I thank you for the healing in wings of meditation. Situation is strange to us, stranger things are claiming us. I've been told breathe easily, as easy as that breathing be. Not so, never so, she's been told. She done sold a part of her soul. How the hell will we let it go? How the hell will we ever know? Now and then and here and then, claim to be my bestest friend. It's just the words she's saying it. There ain't no returning now.
And that's A Caged Bird / Imitations of Life featuring Roots Manuva by the Cinematic Orchestra. Love a good orchestra composition.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I do really love cinematic music. Like, I love music, like movie music.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? You know when them strings, when they just hit you mm-hmm. in the right place, just absolutely. Make you feel a certain way.
The John Barrys of the world and the what's Hans the Zimmer's. Other guy's name? Hans Zimmer. John Williams.
Yes.
As well. Oh, love a good score.
Creative.
Love a good score.
And I don't mean buying drugs. What's it? Speaking of drugs.
So I've never said that before. What's it? That's a new one from you.
What's it?
What was I going to say again? Speaking of drugs, a woman went to hospital. You see the tenuous link there? Mm. The tenuous segue. She went to hospital because she could hear ringing in her ears. This is a woman in China, by the way, named as Chen. She could hear ringing in her ears, so she sought medical help at a hospital after going to sleep the night before, thinking that it would help. When she woke up, she panicked when she realised that she was unable to hear her boyfriend talking to her. She went to Qianpu Hospital in the city of Xiamen.
Xiamen.
In East China, and realised that she could hear her female doctor's voice perfectly. Mm. Ear, nose and throat specialist Lin said she was able to hear me when I spoke to her, but when a young male patient walked in, she couldn't hear him at all. Dr. Lin diagnosed her with a condition known as low-frequency hearing loss after Chen said she had been working late recently, putting her body under her body under stress and not getting enough sleep. Dr. Lin believes fatigue and the added stress of long days may have contributed to the condition, which causes a loss of sensitivity to deeper sounds and which only allowed her to hear sharper, high-frequency sounds, such as the voices of women.
Sure. But that sounds quite good to just go, I can't hear any men anymore.
Men are so literally cancelled for her.
Done. That's done.
That's pretty crazy. Have you seen Black Mirror? You know when they block you out from being able to hear someone that you just don't want to, you can mute someone.
That would be great.
That's pretty much what she's
that
probably
would
developed.
Be great.
Yeah, but to her boyfriend, they're not ideal. Maybe she just likes to look at him.
Yeah.
Shh, don't talk.
Maybe he's got a really annoying voice.
If he's got nothing of value to say, then he needs to hear him.
Because some people have different voices to how they look. I was very surprised when I first heard David Beckham talk, for instance. His voice didn't seem to match. Yeah, right? She'd be able to hear him because he's got quite a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, I think the game was really like a game of two halves.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I loved it. That. But obviously for me, because I've obviously got quite a bassy voice, she probably wouldn't be able to hear me.
She would never be able to hear you.
No.
You'd just be a mime. Marcel the mime.
It'd basically be like this. Obviously, the listeners can't hear this, but I'm talking to Natalie right now. She can't hear me.
Do you remember in primary school when people used to say mouth?
Elephant juice.
Elephant juice.
No, colourful.
Yeah. Colourful. Oh, I had elephant juice. It says it's like I love you, doesn't it?
No, that sounds. That's too many syllables, mate.
It doesn't.
That's too many mouth movements. Elephant juice.
Yeah.
Go and say it. No, that doesn't.
Yeah, I think it. We both knew that.
It sounds like you're saying elephant 11 juice.
I don't want to be. You're
definitely not saying that.
Not saying that.
It looks like that. Sorry.
Okay. I would like to know, Marcel, so you've got quite a deep voice, but how high pitched can you go?
Well, I used to be called the male Mariah.
By who?
But it's funny because Mariah Carey actually has quite a bassy talking voice.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Can you do that again, please, Marcel?
That's the whistle register.
Wow, there's some dogs running. Over
exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Going like that.
Yeah, I can
could you speak
something.
Up a bit, Marcel?
I can hear something.
There's literally going to be dogs outside the entrance to the studio. It's going to be like, he's here, the dog whisperer.
Can you go quite high?
No, not right now. Not
he
right
cleared his voice and was like, no.
No, I can't.
That's
about
quite nice.
As high as I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's harmonise.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
I feel like Mariah, you should do a little song with her.
I would love to.
Same level of. Oh, that's the other one on your Minnie Riperton, Loving You, where she goes like the highest I've ever heard on anything.
Mariah's gone higher than that.
Do you think she shattered glass?
I think she's gone higher than that on Dream Lover.
I think Mariah is the record holder for the thing, isn't it?
For the whistle.
Oh, I don't know. I think you are. No, you've tried it, Marcel. I think you might be.
Only certain
title.
People could. Only certain people can hear that frequency that I was doing. It was really clear and really strong. Mm. If you recorded it down on a track, but obviously, it will come down to your hearing.
Right, I see. Yeah.
She'd never be able to hear gigs either. She wouldn't even be able to hear him rap.
Oh, never. Hold on, no. Man. Or Barry White, she wouldn't have been able to do a song with him because he was very, very deep voiced as yeah. well.
Does that mean she can't hear bass as well? If it's like low frequency.
Imagine
sounds.
You're in a club. No, but she can probably feel the bass. But like, so if she's in a club, she can feel the bass, but she can't hear the actual bass sound. Mm. So kind of like losing shit. That,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, it's not good. I want to hope this. Well, I hope for Chen's sake she'd be able to hear. At some point,
she listened to a gig song. She'd only be able to hear like the treble. She wouldn't be able to hear and his voice or the like, bass.
This can sound weird.
Yeah. This is a really good instrumental. Who is this?
Whose beat is this?
That's well, okay. Well, I hope that she is able to hear again soon. Well, that was quite a handy excuse, though, isn't it? I think it's nice to be like.
She's probably using it as a way to like split with her boyfriend. She's like, I can't hear you anymore. There's no point in us being together. Let's see ya.
Yeah, exactly.
Genius.
Okay, well, let's get into a little song then. Yes. And then we'll come back and we'll see if we can hear everything.
Not in the church, bring your best, get left in the dirt. Don't complain that your brain don't work. I'm bringing pain if you tame on a birth. One of us gonna get left behind. Lurch when a bus gonna wet up your nice sweatshirt. When I'm in a zone, attention dive that you wish on a microphone. And know my tone is the shh. Me against you, oh please. That's kinda like three against two oldies. Not a fair fight, fight or fight and say cheese. Cause I visualize you in my mind so happy. When you realize that your rhymes are crime and crappy. Rap don't matter how much you practice, hardly. Scratching the surface, that's for certain, skin deep. Straight off the drop, hitting with the wild. Used to throw up the reds, but these weren't no fouls. Them man aside, so we call them beans. Yeah, I stay on the mains like my first name's Chow. Them man get X'd out when I throw this. I'm prone to back-to-back now like it's Otis. If they chat shit, get turned to a plus 4-4. Run the light like it's not Tuesday.
They don't want it with me, I'm too Shelly. Piss on these holes like my last name's Kelly. Don't act like my shit don't stink, it's so smelly. If you step in the ring, one shot to your belly. Done told them already, not here to play games. Wanna set pace, won't pay to name names. The way I find shots, you'd think I spray flames. So far from the norm, I may be insane.
I stay never timid, always chilling. You get friend zone, that's how you know women. Bar killing, flames and I'm on tracks. I kill rhythms, so biggie, I got packs. My tie to the face, I'm back. Boom, I might scrap, I don't lack. Day four, I was light skin, I'm the grim reaper. My soul stays black, Kodak.
Off the bat, my flow's crap. Shot another eight, I know you're feeling, hold back. I know we break, won't wait to be told back. I know all my haters hold back, I fall flat, but it all swats. Break the beat, could say, but I'm sinning. Lose the race if I'm in it. I'm on another level one that you can't reach, and I always hold the crown, cause I'm winning, in it.
Make a man gone, but they see me. Losing a balance, I give a just monkey ball. I was a I. Don't you leave. If you wanna see me bury these MCCs, just jump. Doing it again like I was pre-creed. Line, yeah, that's EE. But I'm an old school guy, that's TT. Easy. Kill a man, that's easy. Yeah, for the man, but I'm broke, I'm greasy. Ding dong, that shit girl coming to please me. Back on the thing, she didn't really wanna tease me. No, she done her thing and goes. Left her face white just like ghosts. Sitting come long just like hoes. I don't like to boast, but. I'm hella higher, red eyes, so I pull down the visor. Touchdown with a big bag of weed, roaring tobacco, and I swear I had a lighter. Either way, I'ma bring that fire. Every page, I'ma raise more fire. Other day, on a page, wrote a spray and I called that fire. So hold this fire, I do it for the entire London, better know, say South London there. Enough man like multiplayer, quick like a vampire slayer. You better say a prayer, don't turn up to the way in, cause you man don't weigh up, hella high weigh up. Your wife said you better stay in, go bit and you can't stay up. Bitch,
yo,
don't play up.
Strapped in my lyric book and my rucksack. Strapped with a MacBook and my rucksack. And the Cali stinking from the side bag. Bandana on, yep, and my black Vans. Who's ready for the takedown? Let me break down from young bin spitting to the sand. Still am every day, not on occasion. Trust I'm a real one. Strapped with a pen 9 times out of 10. Not trying to blend, I'm moving different. Look, I'm a significant participant. I'm a nice girl, but I'm not innocent. Get that tech nice girl for full. Get left back, show them ASAP. I'm not the one. I came fully strapped like a loaded gun. Rucksack on my back, said bring it on. Rucksack on my back, side bag on the side. Main girl, not a side girl, one side. Never fuck a side man, come on standards high. Fuck with the main man if you fuck with I. Shout to the net tunes, many of them. Lyrically equipped on the beat again. Homeboy, I'm lit with the heat to them. I said your whole crew shit, I ain't feeling them. I ain't feeling them, they're on helium. They sound funny, yeah, all your funny friends. They're all dummies, they'll get bun again. Get bun again, get bun again. I bet money, leave them stumbling. They're not gully, they're not from my ends. They're not E3, but a man easy, make a man easy. After that, I'm gone with the pen.
That's Shell featuring Carl Wills, Nux, Frankie Stay Woke, A's, Donny Rampage, and Tomboy Sexy.
By Sharon Rose is the artist, yeah.
Of course.
Don't forget Sharon Rose.
Can't. Nearly did, though. Very nearly did, though. That's a lot of names. I love those posse cuts there. Those 8-bar rhythms, should I say.
Mm.
Well, after that mouthful, we should probably talk more.
Let's talk some more.
Have you heard about the new installation that's going to play Toto's Africa in the desert, supposedly for all eternity?
What desert?
Sahara. Why is that the question that you have? What desert?
No, it's in the Namib Desert.
Why are they going to do that?
No idea.
But it's a tune, though, right? You know Africa.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Like it's a massive tune. But I guess the rain's down
in Africa. But on repeat, like forever.
On repeat in Africa.
Forever.
All right, so...
Bit close to Newcastle, innit?
Question, though. So, basically, like, they're going to be putting up an installation in the middle of a desert. I'm guessing it's in the middle of a desert. Playing this one tune.
Over and over.
Are they going to be getting royalties for the playing point of this track? Because like if they are, they're geniuses, because obviously they're going to be making money if it's going to be on repeat for eternity.
Well, he hopes that it will play for at least 55 million years.
So this project is the brainchild of Namibian artist Max Seidentopf, who has constructed 7 white plinths in the Namib Desert. On top of the tallest plinth sits an MP3 player which holds just one song. It's surrounded by 6 speakers that surround the player in order to project the song into the desert. Describing the... I love that. It's surrounded by 6 speakers that surround the player. Well, of course. Cheers for that tautology. For making me utter that tautology there. Describing the project, Seidentopf explained that the song is put on loop and the installation runs on solar batteries to keep Toto going for all eternity. Seidentopf said, I wanted to play the song, pay the song the ultimate homage and physically exhibit Africa in Africa. Some Namibians love it and some say it's probably the worst sound installation ever. Mm. I think that's a great compliment. I don't think it was an intended as one. I don't think you understand the way compliments work.
Yeah.
I think it's the worst thing I've ever heard. Thanks. Maybe they could also play it whilst squirting out Lynx Africa at the same time.
For real.
All eternity.
Do you know what? Like, to be totally honest, I feel like the people that probably there must be some people that kind of like still like live out in
certain
areas.
Well, I mean, nomads coming past. Yeah. And thinking,
what are you doing?
That?
Like, do you know what I mean, bruv? Like, who's put this up? They'll probably be like, I'm not gonna lie to you, someone will probably smash it down because they'll get angry. They'll be like, I'm trying to sleep, and all they can hear is, they're trying to sleep, bruv.
I'm hoping that sooner rather than later that someone does smash it down on the way past it.
Do you like the song?
I do like the song, but I don't like the fact that it's just being played, like, in Africa. Mm. Yeah. I don't like that bit about it, you know?
No. I assume it has been played in Africa before.
Yeah. I think it has, but why that song?
Yeah, is it...
Why not an actual African artist? Why take Coles to Newcastle in that way?
Mm, that is true. If you could have a song... Or just in your house on loop, you have to, you can't turn it off, you can't get to it, and it's on loop, what song would it be? Obviously it wouldn't be Tay Tay's Africa.
I think it'll be Bob Marley, Three Little Birds.
So and how many times do you think you could listen to that before you
I'll just wake up in the morning like, yeah, sweet,
going to bed, you're a bit optimistic.
And then gonna have some good dreams,
yeah, but then you wake up at 3 a.m. still going and it's never stopping.
It just puts a smile on your face, you know what I mean? It just puts a smile on your face. That song puts a smile on my face all the time.
Yeah, I think it would. I'd like to test it then and see how many times in a row you could listen to it before you're like, I'm cutting your ear off.
Well, I think potentially we're going to have to test this out. I will literally spend a day
just
listening to that one song.
Okay. I don't think you could do 24 hours listening to
I could
song.
Do 24 hours.
Continuously.
How can we do this?
We have to supervise you. We have to lock you in a room somewhere.
I'm just going to take your word for it because I'm not
sitting there for 24 hours.
Able to sit around watching someone listen to the same, because that's effectively just me listening to the song for 24 hours.
No, you ain't even. I've got headphones in. You're just watching me.
It's true. Listening for the treble.
Yeah,
coming out.
What song do you think you could listen to on a loop?
I don't think there is one. If it was, I think it would have to be a song without words. It might have to be like...
Oh, just
yeah,
music.
Like a symphony or something. Or I could maybe La Retournée by Sébastien Tellier.
Oh, I didn't actually know that's how you said it. That one, Nothing's Gonna... Nothing's
I think
gonna
it's how, that's
a really
how you
nice song,
it.
Yeah.
La Retournée.
Do you know that one?
I want to hear it.
That's a really
We're
nice
song. We're
not
doing it justice, by
the way. I'm thinking, no, really?
Play it, have you got it?
I want to find it. If we can download it...
It's a big tune. Basically, it's mostly piano and then some strings get involved. And then at the very end, Sébastien Tellier just starts to sing. It's that, like he leaves it right to like the final third of the song. So you think that the song's an instrumental and then you're just like, oh shit, by the way, did you know I can sing as well? It's sick. It's a big tune. You've definitely heard it.
I'm about to play it. Of course there's an advert.
Of course there's going to be an advert. Is it one of those ones that you can skip after 5 seconds?
Wouldn't have been the right one.
This is a big tune. This is a massive... And I listen to this all the time when I'm showering.
Yeah.
And I can shower for ages, so...
You shower to this tune?
I can shower to this tune. On loop as well.
Is it playing?
I put it on SoundCloud.
It's not playing in here, though. I don't know what's happening. I have to get...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's not coming through the computer.
I'm going to play it on my SoundCloud. One sec. It's such a big tune. I hope that I haven't put it on too high a pedestal.
Okay. No, I really like this song. I just didn't know how to say it. How do you say it?
I think it's La Ritournée.
I didn't try to pronounce it.
Maybe it's La Ritournée. I don't know. But let's have a quick listen to it.
Yeah, put it up.
Here it is. Like, I mean, we can probably just listen to this for the rest of the show on loop. It's such a big tune.
Nice, right?
It is nice.
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. And I could listen to this on loop, I reckon. For at least 24 hours. Oh, no, do you know what? For at least 54 million years.
54 mil.
Yeah, just shy of, what's his name? Mr. Sidon Top's 55 million years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to debunk his theory. And offer one of my own. I think you could only listen to your favourite song for 54 million years.
And then you get bored, wouldn't you? You'd have enough of that.
You'd be looking for something else by then.
Although smarter that you pick a longer song because it means that you'll hear it less times in a day.
True.
That's what I think. Bob Marley's 3.5 minutes, whereas I think that's the 7.5 minutes.
Mm. And the lack of too many lyrics as well. It just means that it's something about it for me seems a bit less repetitive.
Yeah.
You know? And... It's an emotional song as well. It gives me a feeling of ambivalence. So there's happiness there. There's a bit of sadness there. You know, when Sebastian Telly comes in.
The different levels of life throughout one piece of truth.
The thing about Three Little Birds to me is it's all happy and optimistic. Mm. You know, sometimes
you want to be sad.
Yeah, sometimes you do actually want to be sad. You'd be sad if you had the same song on loop for the rest of your fucking life anyway.
That song you'd never make, you'd hear it so often that it would only emote... like sad anger. Memories and anger. You wouldn't hear the joy anymore.
You ruined Bob.
Where's the remote control?
There's none. Okay, well, I might play a song, but it won't be on a loop. Or will it be?
Let's find out.
Was really manic. 6 months deep and I started to panic. No Wi-Fi doesn't make me a wise guy, but the high tides come in when you realize you're thin, the old person you once been. Confidence was lost and now I can sing, but I am nervous to the point of still deserving of the choice. What do I do with my life? What can I do with my voice? I chill with people with nice, but I was not on them toys. I had the MPD in my back, corridor making tracks. They don't wanna ever speak to me, cause I got slowly dragged into this world. But now I'm really glad.
You don't have to decide, let it take you. Situations, let them ride. Finding peace in the moment. In the moment. In the moment. In the moment. You don't have to decide, let it take you. Situations, let them ride. Finding peace in the moment. In the moment. And when this is all over, greater things begin. Come into my place, make my voice clear, free the kids. The story will take you to your bar. Understand that
that you must expand. You must be angry, man. I understand, I understand.
Seems like it won't change. Darkness always has to play. Our life is treated like game, but you have to find your way. Seems like it won't change. Darkness always has to play. Our life is treated like game, but you have to find your way.
That's Finding Peace by Oscuello. Very chilled, that.
Yeah, like, I feel all the music in today's show has been, like, it's had that element of, like what's the word? Like an ambient kind of, like...
It has been very emotive.
Yeah.
It's because it's raining outside.
Mm.
It's dark.
You have to soundtrack that. Out.
Yeah, this is the
It's like a soundtrack. It's a soundtrack to the day.
We hope it is providing a good soundtrack. And I just want to say as well that before we were talking about songs that we could play on loop, and I chose Sébastien Tellier's La Ritonelle. That's how you pronounce it.
Ritonelle.
La Ritonelle. La Ritonelle.
La Ritonelle.
Yeah.
I like Sébastien. I'd like to know more of his work, I think.
Yes.
But I fear nothing would be as good as that song.
I don't think it would either. I think that is undoubtedly his best song.
You can't even try. You'd be like, oh, put another song out, it's probably good, but it can't be that one.
It's definitely my favourite anyway. Mm. I hesitate to say, or I always kind of backtrack when I say something is the best when it's something so subjective as music, you know? I think it's a bit narcissistic to just be like, this is the best. Man, how the fuck do you know?
It's true.
Very true.
It's your favourite. But is it the best? How are we quantifying?
And I suppose everyone has different tastes in music.
Absolutely.
Very true.
Big tune that, though. Shout out to all our listeners as well. Shout out to Reese. I don't get to big up listeners that much, but yeah. Reese just got in touch.
Oh.
Big up Reese.
Big up Reese.
Big up my guy Reese. Anyway, what have we got coming up? In the rest of the show, we've got DJ Yoda coming in
soon at 5:30 to talk about. We've played the song, Africa. It's actually called Africa, the song.
Yeah, it is, with a K.
With Jungle Brothers, which we played a while ago, and I liked it a lot.
You won't hear that getting played to death in Namibia.
I mean, I would think I'd prefer it if they played DJ Yoda's track.
No, it would make the song lose all meaning.
Yeah. You can't.
I feel like with music, you should not force it down people's throats. Do you know
even
what I'm
if
saying?
It is in the even if it is
even
like
if it is
nomads.
In the middle of the desert. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like it's like we were saying, like Gnarls Barkley or CeeLo and his brethren.
Was it that song though? Was it not? It was definitely crazy. They said, definitely. I don't want it to be number one anymore because it was number one for so long that even they were fed up with it themselves.
Yeah. I heard they withdrew that song. Yeah,
which I like that they did that.
So do I.
I wish Bryan Adams had done that.
for and everything I do, I do it for you. Are you crazy?
No, but it's good. But like, are it was you number crazy? One forever. It was number one for so long. Wasn't
I really,
it?
I really like that. Song.
And Meatloaf.
It's still a big tune.
I think at
I
that
could
time,
live without that song.
Meatloaf.
At that time, there were so many songs that were literally number one for ages. Because even the Fugees, you know, Killing Me Softly, that was ages for a long time.
Yeah.
And I love that song.
What was the other one from Four Weddings? Wet. Love Is All Around.
That was. They was all hitting like, but like, and they was all around the same time.
But I was thinking, like, who's buying it on week 13? Who doesn't have it?
There was less music on the... That's a good question. It's true. There was less music on the market and you couldn't access it as easily. So people... I think there was no internet as well.
Yeah,
so
there was
so
no
word
internet.
Of mouth was the only way, and the radio would have been the only way you would have heard a song. And you had to go out and buy the tangible format, tape, CD maybe, if that was even
like, would they be getting plays off of like the music television at the time and all that stuff? Would that be going
that
towards
as well,
it as well?
Yeah, but you had to go out to the shops to buy music
because that
you couldn't
was how
order it
charted.
Online,
yeah,
and you definitely couldn't stream it or download it.
Right, and the charts were only counting physical copies being bought; they weren't counting streams or anything
that's
like that.
So
then.
Crazy, isn't it?
So for you to stay at number one, either the numbers were a lot lower, I don't know, or
the labels were just buying all of their songs.
Yeah, labels have been accused of doing that.
Everyone, because like you would like, if you love that song, like because everyone loved the songs, those four songs to be presented, like everyone loved those songs at the time, innit? So you must have gone out in like the first week or whatever it is and bought that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, straight away. You 100%. Love the song, you'd buy it then. Maybe week two, was, that push.
But they were like 31 weeks at number one and stuff like that. It's crazy. That's
people
crazy.
People coming back from like round the world trips. Have you heard that new banger? Oh what? Where? Cuz? Fucking hell. I saved some money from my travels. I'm going to go buy the
they
wine.
Probably, no, they bought it before they went on holiday, lost it on holiday, and then came back and bought it again.
How weird a time would it be when you had to travel with like cassettes and CDs like compared to now? Like how mad it is that you used to have to travel around with like a bag. All my CDs are here.
For real. Well, spare a thought for the people who had to travel with gramophones even before that. Gramophones and
just
headphones.
That big box like, yo, we got to make sure we take this thing because, we're going on holiday. We're going to be there for 2 weeks. I need music in my life. Just like they had to buy like a whole chair for their things and that to take on the airplane. Was the airplanes in the time of gramophone? There must have been, innit?
I'm going to say yes.
Because there was record players, innit? Like, for the record player.
Human flight, since the 40s? No, before the 40s.
Gramophone. New quiz. When did the gramophone exist?
When was the first... what was it? The Wright brothers?
Yeah.
When was the first...
I did mean the gramophone. And when was it invented? Let's have a look. What do you think?
I reckon that
1877.
Okay. Right, yeah. But when did humans start to fly?
So first... never.
I mean aviation.
First aeroplane. Let's have a look.
Let's see.
The Wright brothers. That's
1871.
Wow!
No.
Shit.
Wait.
Oh, go on.
Is that when they were born?
Who really flew first? I don't know. 1903.
1903, okay.
Yeah. Orville. So shout out the first pilot, Orville.
Orville.
Orville. Because Wilbur had failed, so they had to wheel up Orville.
No
and
way.
And that's a shame for Wilbur, I think.
I always thought the Wright brothers, they did it together.
Nah, they was beefing each other, innit?
Ah, sibling rivalry.
Bro, I'm going to fly first.
You're not.
I'm going to
win.
No, well, they had to do it together, but the pilot itself was Orville, since Wilbur had taken his turn in a previous failed attempt. If he hadn't failed, it would have been Wilbur. It's
punched
Wilbur's
him
out,
took
fault.
The control pad.
Stand
give me your turn, you're shit.
You're dead, bro.
You're shit at flying. That's mad. I always thought that they were in the plane together, and that's
why I think they were. Just it counts because the person that's actually flying.
Okay,
the pilot.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, I don't listen to Natalie.
Fine. I can't even hear you because you're a man and I'm speaking, and I can't. It's too much in the bass.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, wet, all of those
Aerosmith,
songs.
Aerosmith, did that go to number one? I don't want to miss a thing, because
I
feel like I heard that a lot.
It was.
I think it was a huge number one, that.
But I really got sick of that song.
How
I think
about,
I still am.
Whitney's cover.
Oh, no, I can't deal with that.
No?
I Will Always Love You. Yeah. I loved it. And that definitely was at number one for a long time in the Bodyguard.
It's one of the longest ones, right?
Iglesias Hero.
Oh no.
That's another one.
That was another one.
So long.
Obviously Rihanna's Umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think Thingy might have been one for a while. Evergreen by Will Young.
Oh my I don't even remember how that went. I've blanked
out.
Which one
is that? Make it evergreen. That's all I remember from that song. That's literally either, all I remember from that song.
I don't remember that song. I remember...
Can we find out how long that was at number one for? I'm sure that was quite a long-running number one. Gareth Gates.
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody, yeah.
And Robson and Jerome, Unchained Melody.
Of course. And the original.
And the Righteous Brothers.
Righteous
yeah.
Brothers. Yeah. I like their name the best.
Yeah, they were righteous, man.
I expected afros before I saw the first photo of them.
Was it their original song? I feel like even they covered it.
Someone's fucking trolling and replaced the Righteous Brothers with photos of white guys in suits. What's going on?
Yeah, it wasn't. Why did they get the title?
The Righteous Brothers.
Because they were righteous.
The Wright Brothers were already taken.
Oh, true.
They'd already flown.
Right. I think they did.
The Righteous Brothers.
I think it was the origins. I think it's one of the. So I don't even know if they did it. They covered it, I think, because there were earlier versions.
Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
Really?
So Les Baxter did it before. Then Roy Hamilton, Jimmy Young, and Al Hibbler.
Wow. I didn't know that. I thought there were only three versions of that song.
No, there's a lot. The Righteous Brothers definitely don't look how you think they'd look.
They don't, do they?
They're like cowboys, actually, in this photo.
Big tune, though.
And they're not brothers. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, they're called. They're not even brothers.
Bill Medley, I've heard that name before. He obviously went solo.
Bill Medley did that song from I've Had the Time of My Life. Dirty Dancing.
No way!
Yeah, that's him.
He sang it.
I don't know if he wrote it, but yeah, that's what he's probably more well known for.
Incredible.
I've been waiting for so long.
I don't get bored of that. No, he didn't write it. He didn't write the song, but he sang it. And
that's a tune.
That is a big tune.
Yeah. Why are they called brothers?
It's a bop in it.
It's just like,
I wouldn't get bored of that song.
I feel like music from that time in the world, like the 80s, was literally the best music.
Yeah.
Man.
Do you know what as well?
Waiting for a star.
Boy Meets Girl, is it? That is a big
tune.
When that comes on in a late night taxi and you know what station, a little bit of magic.
Oh, yes.
Then I'm like, yeah, don't keep it on this, please. That is a big song.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dramatic. That is a
big tune.
Yeah.
I think I stole a little bit of that song.
You did?
No, Manic Street Preachers.
On what?
On Walk Me to the Bridge. If you listen to Walk Me to the Bridge, they've got that.
I really do. You know when you play it and you're like, you skip it, you're like, no, I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to walk down the street. If anyone knows what I'm listening to, it is Waiting for a Star to Fall. How dare you?
Don't look at me like that. I love this song.
I don't trust people that don't like that song.
So
songs
you
like
must
that.
Like Hungry Eyes then.
Yep.
Oh, my days.
Big song,
listen,
right?
Listen, Hungry Eyes.
All of them rhythms.
She's Like the Wind.
She's Patrick like Swayze, RIP, but yeah.
Yo,
oh,
legend.
My God.
That guy, Roadhouse.
I like that. He's still very attractive with a mullet.
Wait, has anyone seen the other Dirty Dancing?
Yes, Dirty Dancing 2.
But it's a prequel. But it's not even a prequel. It's based in the Cuban Revolution.
You know who's in it?
But it's the same storyline.
You watch Narcos.
I only found out about it the other day.
You watch Narcos.
Yeah.
But you watch the new Narcos.
Yes, one of the
Diego
guys,
Luna is
in Dirty
Dancing 2.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another Dirty Dancing.
And then they did a live one on TV last year with, what's her face? Abigail Breslin, you know, from Little Miss Sunshine and stuff.
Yeah.
But she's grown up now and she's baby. And then I think it's Deborah Messing from Will and Grace putting it. But it didn't do very well. Because you can't, it's Dirty Dancing. No. Don't even try and go near it.
Don't ruin it.
You will never be Patrick Swayze, whoever you are.
Wait, was it called Dirty Dancing Havana Nights?
Yes, it was called that.
I see the advert for it. I remember seeing Havana Nights, thinking, I don't know. I like Dirty Dancing, but I don't know if I want to really watch it without Patrick Swayze.
Mm, they might as well just do it for like, kind of replicate the story for like loads of different time periods. Do like a French Revolution Dirty Dancing. And do you know what I mean? That would be incredible.
You're not allowed to dance like that in France. The revolution will be televised.
There were a bit mad films in it, because remember Footloose, it's John Lithgow that's the preacher, and in this particular small little country place, they're not allowed to dance, are they? Or have music? They're not allowed
but
to
that
have
makes
music.
Sense because America's With got some weird music. Laws.
So yeah, but it's a bit of a weird concept.
But then they're like, "Yo, man, we're gonna dance anyway," and then they
can't stop me dancing.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he's a
legend.
Rebel because he dances. He just dances. So I think they did a remake of Footloose, but I don't consider that. I didn't bother to watch that. You can't watch that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
Sarah Jessica
that.
Parker's in it.
Really?
Is that the one where she's always.
Really?
I'm sure she is.
And in the remake?
No, original.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
I'm sure that's the one where it's Christopher Penn and he's always in trouble. She says, like, stop beating people up. He just goes around punching people. And there's a funny scene where she's like, just try not to hit anybody. And it's kind of a really odd film when you watch it again. And you're like, how did this. Because it's the same thing with you think about like Pretty Woman.
Mm.
They're not going to remake that film where they're making a prostitute.
Yeah, no, they
she's
won't.
She's a prostitute in the film, right?
But that's, that is one of the best films.
Oh, yeah, but you
I
can't.
I love that film.
Do you not think that you, in this current, like, in this day and age, you could remake Pretty Woman? I think you maybe could.
Make spin it around, though. Make it that Julia Roberts, the male character.
Is the gigolo.
The woman drives by High and goes, get in my car. Woman.
Yeah, that they could very well do that.
Yeah, but still have It Must Have Been Love by Roxette on the soundtrack.
Oh, my days, that tune.
Or just have the story of Hugh Grant and Divine Brown. Just make it a little Hugh Grant biopic.
Sometimes I forget about that.
I love that story.
And I really like it a lot, yeah.
This makes me love Hugh Grant.
Wait,
because the mugshot is quite iconic.
It's brilliant.
I think I had a mug with that mugshot on it once.
I see Hugh Grant in About a Boy.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's the Hugh Grant. That's the Divine Brown Hugh Grant. You know?
But you know what? He owned it, didn't he? He went on a chat show and was like, yeah, whoops, because he was going out with Elizabeth Hurley at the time.
Yeah, I remember this.
And then he just had to go, yeah, that happened, sorry. Which is why I think his career did well, because it's rather than going, I'm not going to talk about it, I'm going to go into hiding. It's like, yeah, it happened, I messed up.
Yeah. And he was the bumbling Englishman anyway, isn't
it? Yeah.
There's no bigger way to bumble than to
accidentally pick up a hooker.
Solicit a prostitute while you're having a very high profile relationship. there's bumbling and there's bumbling.
Should have wore a disguise, at least popped a wig on or something.
A moustache or something.
That's not bumbling. That's very calculated.
Yeah.
You got to bumble your way through life if you're a bumbling Englishman. So.
Been bumbling into the car. Would you mind him? sorry, golly gosh. Sorry. Could you pop in and...
Is that too much?
For us to have some sex, please? That's Hugh Grant.
Do some sex now?
Yeah, would that be okay with you?
Oh my god, Hugh Grant.
Man, like, have you seen Mickey Blue Eyes?
He's sick in that. He's sick.
That's what forget about it. That's
forget about it.
Because they based that on Donnie. Have you seen Donnie Brasco with Al Pacino? So I rewatched that recently because obviously Mickey Blue Eyes is sending up a lot of that. And they do say, forget about it. They try and teach him. Because they say that a lot in that film.
Mm.
And there's one scene where Paul Giamatti asks Johnny Depp, like, what does it mean? And they're like, well, doesn't mean anything. Forget about it. I want a piece of pizza. Yeah, forget about it. Meaning, yes, you can have one. No, you can't have one. And it's just kind of...
You sounded Texan just there.
Forget about it. Alabama.
Get off my land. Forget about it.
God damn.
I love the fact that all of the cast, apart from maybe... God rest his soul, Tony Soprano himself,
James Gandolfini,
most of the cast of Sopranos are in Mickey Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah,
because it's James Caan, I think, is the main
James Caan's the main
Godfather
thing.
Obviously. And I didn't know that most of the cast. Pussy's in it.
Yeah, Pussy's in it. Paulie's in it. Silvio's in it. And even remember the guy that's interested in buying art, the guy that's in the limo with the other art guy.
Yeah.
He's in Better Call Saul as well.
Oh, okay.
He's the uncle, he's the one that becomes severely
Uncle Jules? Is it Jules? No, who is it? I know the guy you mean.
The one that has to ring the bell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uncle Junior.
Junior, that's it.
No, that's Sopranos.
He's in
Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
Oh wait, are you talking about the guy that's kind of like the fixer kind of guy?
No, he's a boss at one point, but then I see that I might be giving out spoilers.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
I'll stop there.
But when I rewatch Goodfellas again, I don't know why at Christmas that's my tradition. Just watch old gangster films. And 8 Mile, that's all I watch. No Christmas films whatsoever. But when I watch Goodfellas again, I forgot that Christopher from The Sopranos is in it for a bit, for a little scene. And it's weird seeing him quite young in that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Really, I love watching old films that I'd seen when I was younger and realising how many faces have kind of gone on.
Yeah, you don't really notice, innit?
Yeah, right. To bigger things. I've seen, what's his name, quite a few times. and what's his name? You know, the two burglars in Home Alone.
Joe Pesci.
No, not Joe Pesci. Daniel the Stern. Other. Yeah, because Joe Pesci obviously became the bigger out of
My Cousin Vinny.
Marvin. Was it, what are their names in Home Alone? Something in
Marvin.
Dave.
No.
I don't know. Daniel Stern did the voiceover. Remember the Wonder Years?
Yeah.
He did all the voiceover. He was Kevin Elder. It was Kevin as a grown up.
Right.
And that is Daniel Stern.
Fair play.
But Daniel Stern's done quite
really?
He's done quite a lot of films as well. I think Joe Pesci perhaps, because he won the Oscar, didn't he? Was it him that won it, or Marissa Tomei for My Cousin Vinny? But it did really well.
Yeah.
And he's done other stuff. But Daniel Stern's gone on to do quite well. Also,
he has indeed.
You're looking up the name, aren't you?
I am, because it's going to piss me off.
Marv and Harry.
Whoa,
that's Harry. Without, you didn't even know that. That's weird.
Okay. Harry
I like Home Alone.
Well, should we get into a song?
Yeah, because I guess our next guest is here. He's next door. So I think we should get into a song and then get our next guest in the studio.
To go to Zoom, and so they think you don't know. I'll say you know. I'll say you know. You think I need a wiggle room to move my body? Go to Zoom. I go to space, and then you go to Waka. And then the way it goes, it goes. 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 I need a little wiggle room to move my body and to go to Zoom. So they think you don't know. I'll say you know.
Can't
I'll say you
Shorty
know.
Can't stand. Doing tricks, now he's breaking on his hand. Playing tech deck like a little skateboard. Take me to a skate park. Let me show off my moves. I can ollie. I can do a 180. Take me to the streets and I'll show you I'm pretty. I'll wear my hot dress tonight and I'm gonna look tight. Cause the boys are right. And when the match is lit, it goes on. And when the match is lit, it goes on. And when the match is lit, it goes on. And when the match is lit, it goes on.
That's the way it goes by Sneaks. I just snuck a little cakey biscuit thing into my mouth during that song. It's a bit of an extreme sport trying to eat on radio between songs because you think you finished and then.
It's dangerous. It's stuck. It's, there's a little bit in the back of your teeth.
Pieces come back like surprise, motherfucker. So yeah,
a little snack for later.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. It's a present for my future self. We got our second guest of the day in, and we're gonna wrap up the show with a legend. Actually,
living legend.
Yeah, Natalie, you're a huge fan.
I am, yeah, but I wasn't going to tell him that, so that's good. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, thanks.
You're trying to play it cool, Michael. You're trying to play it cool, bro.
Remember what snitches get, guys.
It is, of course, DJ Yoda. What's the up? One and only.
Yo.
You've carved out a legendary name for yourself.
Have I? I mean, Yoda was a legend before DJ Yoda existed.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
But you've kind of, you've... a lot of people, you know, will take a name and they won't be able to kind of live up to that name in their in within their field. I'd say that you've definitely in the arena of DJing.
It's a weird name. I hate it.
And
I
really?
Have, you really?
Hated, yeah, I've hated it for years. Like,
tell us more.
Well, you know, I've had the name for like 25 years or something.
Right.
And when I first got named, it was just kind of for lack of anything else. I just couldn't come out with names. Is really hard. Coming up with names for albums or songs or any of that stuff, I really struggle. So I just had a Yoda toy by my turntables, and then my mate was like, "You got to call yourself something, just like DJ Yoda," and it stuck. But honestly, like, I'm not really a massive Star Wars fan.
That's going to be my next question, so we can proceed onto the one after.
And you know, like, especially the worst time was when they brought that second run of movies out, the Jar Jar Binks ones.
Oh, the prequel, trilogy.
And they were so rubbish, man. And I just, and then Yoda was in it. I was like, oh, come on, man, you're ruining my name here. Just enough with the Yoda. Stop with the Star Wars Yoda and then let me do my thing. But anyway, here we are.
Why did you have a toy of Yoda if you were not a big Star Wars fan?
I was into Star Wars when I was a kid. Right, I think everyone my age was. Yeah. Right? Mm. We had the Star Wars figures and the, you know, I used to love it when I was a kid.
It was special back then. I'm an 80s baby myself, you know, and the trilogy, the original trilogy.
It had a lot of impact, didn't it?
Very special.
It was massive. It was huge. And then, you know, these new ones, they're good. I like them, but I don't love them. I'm not really going to return to them and watch the blows. But
I see what you did there. Return to them.
Oh,
return to the Jedi.
Do that. You made me do that. anyway.
But along the way, in the sort of 23 years since you acquired this now unwanted name, you've done like some pretty fucking special things that I would say, you know, legendary things. You know, you, for instance, how do you express the feeling of like Dr. Dre getting you to do a guest mix for him on that's his crazy, first ever show on radio?
I know, that's mad. Do you know what I mean? I can't really get my head around that one epic. Still. But you know, like, what I've tried to do is just keep it moving. And my style of DJing and the kind of way that I've approached my career has been the same thing. I just get bored really quick.
Right.
I'm the kind of person that flicks channels constantly. Mm-hmm. So just to be able to do it, to keep moving, I just have to do something different the whole time. So that means a lot of time, really, that works with collaborations. Like, I've got to work with someone different every year to keep it moving for fresh ideas and fresh energy. Otherwise, if I was just doing the same thing year on year, I couldn't have lasted this long.
Right.
So all those like crazy things that have happened and crazy places that I've been, it's been as a result of that.
Yeah. And production, where does that fit in on the timeline? Did that come before DJing or?
No, they're kind of concurrent. Like, the very first thing that I did was have like a little sampler keyboard and like try and sample songs and kind of half DJ with them, drop samples. Sampling and production and DJing are all kind of mixed up in the same thing for me. They're all part of the same thing. And it was really weird to have to like even draw a line between them and say like, oh, this is a mixtape and this is an album.
Yeah.
My first album felt like a mixtape.
Right.
Because that's just my approach to music. Even when I'm working with live musicians, which is what I do more these days, I still think about it as samples. I still think of like, I'll sample this drummer on this bit and then I'll get this sax guy to play a bit there and chop that up and put that here. And I'm just approaching it with that kind of mentality of, DJing and sampling. So it's all kind of part of this great big soup of sampling and DJ.
And like, you know, we kind of touched on Dr. Dre kind of enlisting your services on his sort of inaugural radio show, but are there any legends that you would love to reach out and, you know, work with in some capacity?
Of course, man. Like, I can make that list forever. Like, that's how I work. I just sit down and make a list of people that I think are cool. There are some people that in my head they're such heroes that I almost don't want to work with them
because
I don't
want to ruin it. Of course.
I mean, even just for me, like, the fact that on my first album I did two tracks with Biz Markie and he was like my kind of favorite rapper growing up, so as soon as that happened I was like, oh shit, like,
what do I do now?
I've worked with my hero. But yeah, my like hero of all heroes is David Lynch, the director,
Twin Peaks.
And he's like, he's like my hero. Like,
but anything, he makes music as well. He's had albums out himself, so this is within the realms of possibility that he could.
He's
a
musician, artist, director, does a ton of stuff, and everything he does I think is amazing. But I almost don't want to ever meet him or work with him because that would ruin it for me. And there are a few other people like that as well.
Fair play.
But yeah, there's loads of people I look up to, and I've got lists and lists of people that would be cool to work with.
Well, very recently you collaborated with the Jungle Brothers.
That's funny actually, because what I was just saying about I used to have that little kind of keyboard that you could sample. The very first record that I sampled was a Jungle Brothers record.
Yeah,
I took like the first. It was done by the Forces of Nature, and I took like the first lyrics from the first verse, and I was like trying to loop them up, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I was like playing around on the keyboard with those lyrics.
Yeah,
and I told Bam from Jungle Brothers that recently. I was like, man, you were like the first voice that I ever sampled.
Amazing.
I've worked with them a few times in my career, but worked with them closely on
that. Must
album.
Be really nice to come full circle like
it really
that.
Is so, man, it's like but it does also leave you with that feeling of like, oh, well, what next then?
This is true. But I suppose you can kind of be safe in the knowledge that again it was organic, and you're not like some kind of competition winner or something.
No, it's not like
you've worked to get where you are. Everything you've done,
it's also
has
not
led
forced. It's
point.
So natural to me. Like, that is the music that I liked when I was 11. It's the music that I like now. So,
absolutely. Well, can we get into the song? Because we're big fans of the song Africa. Wicked. On this show particularly. Natalie was very, very determined to get you in as a guest as soon as
possible. Well, we played the song a couple of times on the show, because we love it, and we love Jungle Brothers.
Nice.
So, yeah.
But right now, nothing would please us more than if you introduced it for us.
Okay, this is a new track by DJ Yoda and the Jungle Brothers called Africa.
You want to go into the jungle? My brothers. You want to go into the jungle? My brothers. Let's go.
I'm so dope, I just failed the piss test. When I bust around, you know I come correct. I make a rapper throw his mic down like Kanye West. So don't play yourself like a game of chess. I got so many styles that stay funky fresh. I got so many styles, it's a goddamn shame. Just in case you didn't know, baby, bam's my name. You better ask somebody, I don't do this as a hobby. First day of school, you wanna call your mommy. Jamaican rum in my ginger beer soda. This track is funky and another arm motor. KB Bam is too big for the stroller.
One, two.
Check it out now. DJ Yoda got your back, and you know he's not the whack.
My brothers.
He got a bowl of cereal and it's filled with Apple Jacks. So let's go.
I'm a
nisebenzele angisheshele angisifanele siwagebichangile mangobesestazini ilandakwa apakile ibeche ebrichini before ngena ngoplatform 9 remelise but the promise visits from Jan to January but the smooth they are for it to do see the style too big to what you buy scared who said I thought I'm achtarine I'm a granare.
That's a big tune, big, big, big tune. That's Africa by DJ Yoda, who's joined us in the studio. So if you've just joined us, yes, we have a legend in the building. But we've only got 20 minutes left of the show, so we're going to have a bit more of a chat, and then we're going to play a game as well, if that's cool with you, Yoda.
I like games.
Can I call you Yoda?
Call me Duncan, call me Yoda.
Oh, Duncan's the given name.
Yeah, Duncan's the given name.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay Yoda. Okay, even though good. You hate it. Because what? Just so people know who we're talking about.
But it's also
about.
My name, so just roll with it, man. It's fine.
Yeah, that was Africa. That's a big tune. If you would have heard the secret verse on the end of that, which was entirely in Zulu.
Yeah, so that's the reason that the track is called Africa, because actually it was about a year ago now, but I spent a week in Soweto.
Right.
I was just recording local musicians and got a whole EP's worth of stuff done, which is just on the back burner at the moment. But a couple of the bits that I recorded there ended up on my album.
Amazing.
That verse in particular, entirely wrapped in Zulu. And then I just saw this connection between the fact that Jungle Brothers had that whole Afrocentric history, and then to get a proper African rapper on there.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a good fit.
Yeah, yeah, fair play. Rather than being, what's his name, that just plays Toto's Africa in Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Toto's Africa, but
he's just going to ruin it for everyone that ever passes through the Namib Desert. But yeah, and also he should have just streamed it.
Yeah, he's gone old school with an MP3 internet. Player. Should have gone vinyl. That would have been really old school. That would have been nice.
This is very true.
Couldn't loop it though. Can't loop vinyl.
Good tune though. Not the kind of, like, I'm not bored of that tune still.
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Me neither. I love the melody. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, yeah, it's that.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's dramatic. What the sweet spot is for me.
But not so many melody. Songs these days are as dramatic as songs used to be, where they really go high up in the.
That was an 80s thing,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I like an element of
everybody thing. Wants to rule the world.
Well, Wait for a Start to Fall, equally. Like, it's a really high song.
If you don't have a key change, just have a crescendo or something.
Yeah, this is an 80s thing. I can appreciate that.
I love it. Well, should we get into a game?
Let's do it.
What is the game? I mean, like, you're just saying a game very cryptically. So, like, it might turn out that you start this game and I'm like, I don't like this game.
Like Michael Douglas in the game.
So you're locked in this room. It's very last sort. You just have to work out how to go. You have to kill one of us.
And
to
also
get out.
Nothing is real.
Yeah. No. Well, it's sort of, it's not relating to you at all. So you're Yoda, as we've established. And Yoda, very popular character from Star Wars, little known fact also, and brought out very popular style of music called yodeling. So,
the segue was amazing.
And I was going to say, like, despite being associated with so many different genres of music, that's not one that I've actually.
Well, what goes well with yodeling, I hear you ask. That is right, accordions. So,
I've
got some famous songs played on accordions. I'd like you to write down and tell me what they are.
Okay.
Give me an artist, you get a point. Give me the song, you get a point. But this is all being played on accordion.
How many are there?
There are eight, actually. Yeah?
There's eight accordion to you.
Yeah. Wow!
There it is!
Wow!
I haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah, it's back.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Have you got pens? Have we all got pen? There's a pen for you there.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
let's go
up.
With accordion number one. Oh.
That was too easy.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Way too easy.
Did you all get something for that?
Yeah, yeah.
You all got it. Okay. That's good. No, I do have clues if you needed a clue, but you don't need a clue for that. Okay. All right. Here's accordion number two.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Play one more time.
Yep.
Fuck.
Clue?
Last year, the person who did this track launched their own cryptocurrency.
Oh.
Mail, I should say. Mail.
Can we play this one more time?
Yeah.
I really know that song, but I don't know where it is.
I could give you the name of the cryptocurrency, but it will give it away what the artist is. Should you want it? Maybe you won't know the song. A Coin? I won't do that again. But I'd like to know who the artist, who features on the track, and what the track's called.
Can you play the song? Can you play it again, please? Oh yeah.
Okay, got something. Let's move on to number three.
Oh, oh my god!
Well, I think you'll, don't give it away, Marth.
Oh no, that's a really annoying me, that one.
Oh my fucking...
Do you want it again?
One more time, one more time. I know what that song is, but I don't know what song
it
is.
You know, I think I'm really shit at this
game. I feel like this duo, this duo probably feel a bit left out quite a lot. They probably feel like... I'm not. I can't give it to you.
I know what song it is.
You definitely know what this is. All of you know what this is, and you know who it's by. You're gonna be pissed off.
Yeah. I'm hyperventilating.
I can't.
Okay, I'm gonna move on.
Wait, what was the clue again?
They probably, this duo of two males probably feel a bit left out a lot of the time. They probably don't feel like they're in mainstream. They probably feel like they're... I can't give it to you when I tell you it. It's going to be really obvious, obviously.
They probably feel like they're not in the mainstream.
Oh, got it, got it, yes. Yeah, I'm all over it. Yeah.
Don't look at my sheet.
I'll get it, I'm looking at your sheet. I swear it.
Oh, Marcel cheats, by the way.
I don't.
So just don't. Just keep it away from...
Right, I'm all over that one.
Okay, got that one. Yeah, I'm going to move on then. Well, I mean, are we all right? Okay, let's go on to number four.
Sick. That just sounds like the original.
Yeah, it does actually.
So I will give points for if you get who it's featuring. If you also, I might give points if you get the brackets on the song. I might just give away all the points. I don't know.
Yeah, see, this is where I'm bad. You need to know like who it features and the exact title. Yeah, I don't work like that.
Have we all got something?
I can tell you the BPMs of them all. I'm good
at that. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I wouldn't know, so I'd go, yeah, that's right. I'd believe you. Are we ready for number five?
Yeah.
Wait, one more time.
This song would sting like a bee if you were to look at its colours.
Oh, okay, got it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, that was hard. No, it wasn't hard.
I like the clues. I'm only getting any of them from the clues. The accordion's doing nothing for me.
Can you say the clue again? And play the song again.
This song would sting like a bee. Look at the colours of what a bee is.
Oh, that was so easy.
Well, you didn't know. I just heard it twice. It can't be that easy.
Can you play it again just so I can hear what I'm...
Where are you getting these from? Who's doing accordion covers of these songs?
I'll have you know myself. I played these earlier.
She got those guys that walk through the district line trains. You know.
I brought them in earlier for a quick session.
She cornered them.
I did. Are we ready for number six?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what it is.
This song would go really nicely with your strawberries.
Yeah.
You would have strawberries on this.
Strawberries.
Oh, yeah, Pavlova.
Exactly. Strawberry and Pavlova.
I love that rap. Right. So you know that rap song, Pavlova?
Can you say it one more time?
Play it one more time?
Say it. Which one?
Play it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you any more clues.
Unmistakable melody.
Yeah. Number seven.
Oh, I know this. Go on, play it.
What's that?
That's doing nothing for me, that one.
It's a very egotistical song, is this? Fun fact here, it was the first UK... It says here, if I didn't just make that, it says here, fun fact. Mm-hmm. It was the first UK number one to not be available on 7-inch vinyl since the 1950s.
That is fun.
That is a fun fact. It's a fact, and it's fun. It's a big tune.
Let's move on to the next one.
Let's stay with that and get more clues for a while.
you'd be very egotistical. A man would be.
On to the next. Wait, can we play number three again quickly?
I haven't finished. I've got one more. I've got number eight. Would you like to hear number eight? I'm going to have to move on to number eight then. Okay.
Oh yeah. But I can't remember the name of the fucking band.
It's an Italian song, and it featured the lead singer in the video being abducted by aliens.
Oh my god, I can't remember
what planet is all this stuff from?
The aliens Zerottel and Sayak 6, if anyone wanted to know what the aliens were called.
Let's have it again. I can't remember the name of the act.
This is falling apart with
this. That's so easy.
Does anyone need me to play anything?
God, no wonder I didn't know what it was.
I didn't say they were good. I didn't say they were good songs.
Yeah. Can I get 7 again, please?
Yeah. 7.
Can I get 3 again,
well,
please?
Well, this is 7.
3.
Okay. Don't talk.
I know he was doing that on
Why
purpose.
Are you doing that? Marcel, what? Marcel, shh. Mic's off for you.
You can't mute me.
I turned your mic off. That's how bad. But you need number 3, do you?
Number 3, please.
Really quite obvious.
It's so obvious. I can't get it.
Don't let me. That's about the only one
what
I got.
What was the clue?
So just,
what was the clue?
Don't worry about the clue.
They feel a bit left out. They feel a bit left out.
Judging by their name, not by the title of the song.
Why are you helping him?
I don't know.
Just let me have one. That's the one I've got, basically.
I'm going for some answers now, sorry. So, Yoda, did you want me to play any ones for you?
No.
What did you get for number 1?
That was Dr. Dre.
Please. Okay. Can I have more than Dr. Dre? Anything more?
Forgot
on song
about
title?
Dre?
Song title, anything like that?
Forgot about Dre? Still Dre? Still Deary?
Which one are you going with?
Well, I don't know.
Pick one.
Whatever one you want.
I'll pick one. Yep. What did you get, Michael?
I got Still Deary by Dre and Snoop.
Mm-hmm. And what did you get, Marcel?
Still Dre, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg.
That is correct, yeah.
The accordion is a horrible instrument.
It is, isn't it?
It's not the nicest.
It's not good for all songs.
So how many points do you get for this?
I gave 2 points for everyone, really. That's what I did. Okay, number 2, what did you get?
I've got Smack That by Akon and Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so did I.
Uh-huh.
So did I.
Did you?
I really did. I've got... It's here, look, Akon.
No, don't look at his... No, actually, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Let's see
Akon.
If you're right. That is right.
Yeah. Don't you think it sounds a bit like it's got elements of DRE in it as well? Still
yeah,
DRE.
I thought it was the same tune. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking at one point. Yeah. I was like, you just played the different sample
so
of the same
that?
Tune.
What?
So I've got 4 points for everyone now. What's going on here?
No, I'm just asking. So it's like 2 points for the Akon and Eminem and then... No,
really. Oh, so you want me to... It's four points for everyone.
Oh, sweet.
Number 3, what did you get, Michael Payne?
Outcast with Miss Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got that one.
I got Outcast, So Fresh, So Clean.
Cool. What did you... So you get what?
So Fresh, So Clean.
Nightmare.
It wasn't Miss Jackson.
Why the things are... So Fresh and So Clean. I thought I had it, man.
Number 4...
Skepta. Yeah.
And?
Okay, I saw.
Skepta with?
ASAP Rocky.
Who's. Okay,
it's
yeah.
ASAP
yeah.
featuring Skepta.
That is true, it is ASAP.
Well, I've got Skepta and ASAP Rocky, so it's just.
Okay, point for that point. And do you know anyone got
Praise
a song?
The Lord.
Yeah.
Brackets?
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Brackets?
I came, I saw.
No, Break the Law?
The Shine,
that's it.
But, you know, I'll give you points for that as well. Do you want to hear how that sounded?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
It's the one that's going to sound the most accurate because it's like they sampled the accordion like in the first place.
Yeah.
Big tune that. I'm
at number
lie.
5.
Easy one.
Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I got Black and Yellow.
Unanimous.
I couldn't remember.
Did you get
he's called
Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa though.
He is. Nice.
I remember hearing this, and he was the first person that I remember talking about the ignition. We'll go into territory we don't really want to go into talking about ignitions, but when he went push to start, that was the first time I'd heard a rapper say it, and I was like, wow. Yeah. Just,
number 6.
You know,
what do we get for number 6? Number 6, Michael Payne.
Cream by Wu-Tang.
What did you get?
I mean, I wrote down Cream just because your strawberries clue, but that doesn't sound like Wu-Tang Cream to me.
You get a point.
I got Cream as well.
By what did you put? Who
I didn't put Wu-Tang.
So you put, okay. Let's see if you're... That is Wu-Tang.
That is terribly played.
It's such a bad version of it.
It really is. It's terribly played.
But you got it straight away.
Yeah, it's only because of the... Because you didn't play the whole loop, did you?
No, no, no. Number 7, please. Yoda.
That's the one I just put question mark. I got no idea for
that
one.
Me neither. You didn't get that one. Oh, Mr. Russell. Vane.
What I want
Did you say
he
was by?
You're Mr. Vane,
It's not by Mr. Vane, it's by Culture Beat. You didn't get that, did you?
So that is why I feel proud that I didn't know that one, and I feel like I should get extra points for not knowing it.
Well, you're going to feel really proud for not knowing this one. What did you get for this one?
Yeah,
what did you get?
It's Blue.
It's Blue by
Blue. Blue by Dibba Dee Babba Day.
You all got Blue.
The Blue Men.
It's if you were over this age, you get a bus pass, and it's in France. Big Tower.
Oh, Eiffel 65.
Yoda did say that first. I'm sorry, you did say Eiffel 65.
Oh, but I'm embarrassed to even know let's it. Just come on.
I think I've marked very incorrectly here, because basically what I'm giving is, according to my calculations, well done to Michael Payne and Yoda on 12 points each. But I've got Marcel down for 13. I don't know how that happened.
What I'd like to say about that is, one, I don't like accordions.
Yeah, fair.
I've realised that. Two, I think I've realised there's no good music that's ever come out of Italy. If you really think about it, I don't really think there's much.
Like Pavarotti could challenge that, maybe.
There's that tune, yeah. Banger.
Got drop that banger and everyone's like, yeah. Actually.
And three, I'm glad I didn't know some of that house stuff, because come on,
I think it's good to know now that you don't like accordions, because you might have made a song with one and then been like, oh, I can't release it, I don't like it. So it's better to know now before you
make anyone. I've got my instruments I like and I don't like, and I've learned something today, so thank you.
No worries. Natalie, you can take the credit for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up the show here, aren't we?
Yeah. We've
got Callum McSwiggan coming up next to hold down the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week from 4 till 6. Big shout out to Archer. But big shout out also to the legend that sits before us, DJ Yoda, for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
We'll see you next week, 4 till 6. It's FUBAR Radio.
I was sat up on the train, staring out the window at the rain. I heard this little lady must have felt the pain. Ask her mum if the blazing sun will ever shine again. I felt ashamed, feel the same, not a mother though. Nah, started to laugh, got her son involved. I mentioned the past like a running joke, and told her without all the rain, there's no stunning growth. Close, to everything and nothing. Picture past the honeymoon and bluffing, where the wooden spoon is only cuffing. Short of the discussion, but the roots can't maneuver out of nothing. I've been suffering these dreamy days, remedying lust. Don't hold any memories of us, rather hold you every day until the memories are dust. Yo, we only call the train, cause you know I hate the bus. Never get enough.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday.
They ask about the Bible I was reading. Told them that the title was misleading. Labeled it Jerusalem, but really it's for cooking Middle East. And I could see her mind was changing with the seasons, shaded for a reason. They would start decreasing, leaving like the orange in the evening. It was creeping through the clouds, but now I'm proud to see the images releasing. I just wish the little lady could have seen them, but she was dreaming. Reckon she's standing with her mum, saying to her, look, mother, here's the sun. Rooted in the moment till the memories are done. So I sit and start to wonder on the woman she'll become. Wonder if I had a son or a daughter, ones that I brought up never strong, never telling me to run, never trying to find a sum, trying to get it done. Yo, I wonder if she'd ever be as clever as her mum. One.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday. Born and raised, made attempts.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.